Christmas time, which has Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon trying to navigate the surprisingly tricky terrain of what to buy their 2-year-old son, Teddy. Sports stuff or Star Wars toys? The debate is on.
Christmas is here once again, right on time. I can't say it's that big a deal for me. I've seen 53 of them, and really at my age, if I really need it, I've already got it. What I really need is less stuff, not more of it. But my view of the holiday flips completely when I think of my son, who's just 2 1/4. He's old enough to know what gifts are and ask for presents almost as often as he asks for ice cream. Because he's the first grandchild on my wife's side and the first one in a generation on my side, this kid is spoiled rotten. So what do you get a kid who already seems to have everything? Last Christmas we got him a mini hockey net with mini plastic sticks. He grabs both sticks, whacks the ball toward the net, and when it rolls wide, he yells, "Goal!" Then he waves the stick around until he whacks himself in the head and starts crying. We're working on the fundamentals, but I like the passion. But these gifts also underscore a dirty little secret. Our presents are not entirely altruistic. Many of them contain hidden messages, including every single one of my sports-themed gifts. I know you can't push your kid to do almost anything, a lesson I've already learned about 1,000 times. And even if Teddy goes along with it, it will suck out all the joy sports should bring. But I'd be lying if I said I would not be disappointed if Teddy did not become an athlete and a fan. Not for some greater glory, but to get from sports the same invaluable lessons and pleasures that I have. And also, I confess, to keep us connected. My wife, a huge hockey fan, also hopes Teddy likes the sport. But she's even more passionate about other endeavors. She's already built a pyramid of shiny, wrapped boxes under the tree filled with finger paints, a wooden train set, and a Play-Doh set based on, my lord, Star Wars. She has based her life on their teachings. I've seen exactly one Star Wars movie, the first one. I saw it as many times as I needed to, which was once. I hadn't seen the second one until I married Christy. She has seen them all as often as George Lucas himself, but has more opinions about them. She is eager to make Teddy a Star Wars geek, too, right down to giving him an R2-D2 nightlight. He calls it D2-R2, which pleases me to no end. To counter all this, what can I get him? Whenever we pass the outdoor rink at Northside School on our way to his daycare, he says, "That's a nice rink," and follows up very casually with, "I'm a hockey player." Well, sort of, but even his half-Canadian dad, who started skating at 3, thinks 2 1/4 is too small for skating. I'd hate to see the kid wipe out all day, cry all night, and never want to go back. He also occasionally says, "I'm a baseball player," as if that were a title, but he knows even less about that sport, and how many kids can catch anything before they're 5. I think I'm going to have to settle for getting him a mini Red Wings hockey jersey and one of those King Kong oversized plastic baseball bats, with which he will proficiently whack everything in the house except for the oversized ball I'll be tossing him. But in this battle between sports and a galaxy far, far away, I cannot afford to waste a year. My editor, whose 3 daughters are already in high school and college, tells me I'm too worked up about all this. "You think you're making memories that last a lifetime," he told me, "but it never really works out that way. I cannot remember a single thing we gave them at age 2, and neither can they." So, here's my plan. No matter what he gets or how he reacts, I'm going to yell, "Goal!" call it a success, and gear up for the next one. Game on.